the pressure continues, with congressional experts saying there's just about a week left until politicians have to come up with a debt ceiling deal. It's actually 2.5 weeks until the U.S. will hit its debt limit, but the Congress needs that extra time to write up a plan and get it passed through both the House and Senate. Both of Alaska Senators, Republican Lisa Murkowski and Democrat Mark Begich, are warning that not raising the borrowing limit could have a catastrophic effect on financial markets and on Americans' payments from the government, from Social Security checks to military pay. A flurry of press conferences this morning in the Capitol featured both House Republicans and Democrats blasting each other for not compromising more. President Obama held his own press briefing this morning. Senator Mark Begich lined up with Obama, saying now is the time to deal with both the spending and revenue side of the equation, and accusing some in the House of dangerously playing politics.
Senate members on the majority and minority recognize the catastrophic impact of a debt, not getting to a debt ceiling issue. I think you have people on the House that are still campaigning, that are still stuck in their campaign speeches, and you have 40 or 50 over there that are no under any circumstances. That's not responsible. Now, they can argue if the spending was bad, and I would make my list of things that they shouldn't spend money on, but we are where we are. We have bills that are due. The responsibility is to manage that and then move forward. That's what we should be doing.
The president appeared to take a dim view of a Senate effort to cut spending in exchange for clarifying the president's authority to raise the debt limit on his own.